This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT holds talks with the National Hospitality Body and the criminals using overcrowded informal settlements as hideouts. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Dr. Mandla Hlongwane, the Deputy Director of Intellectual Property at the University's Research Directorate, explained that the university has engaged with the South Africa National Convention Bureau to learn about the support SANCB offers for hosting local and international conferences. SANCB, a branch of South African Tourism, promotes South Africa as a business event destination and provides services such as event planning support, venue sourcing, and access to local suppliers. On the 3rd of September 2025, staff from the university met with SANCB representatives to explore collaboration opportunities aimed at benefiting both the university and KwaZulu-Natal province by boosting conference hosting capabilities. Dr. Hlongwane highlighted that university staff involved in organizing conferences include annual events like Empowered Administrators Conference and Focus Conference would benefit from SANCB's financial and logistical support. The partnership already aiding initiatives with the WIPO SA Summer School on Intellectual Property and Technology Transfer aims to increase the university's visibility, expand conference attendance, and enhance marketing reach. The SANCB, as a strategic partner, especially in attracting international delegates, the collaboration also seeks to create lasting community benefits and support academics by hosting meetings closer to home. In other news, the KwaZulu-Natal's Deputy Police Commissioner, Phumelele Makoba, has raised concerns about the overcrowded informal settlements are becoming havens for criminals. According to Makoba, suspects are flocking to these areas to evade arrest, taking advantage of the challenging environment. A recent shootout in the Pump House informal settlement in Chatsworth resulted in the death of 5 gang members wanted for serious crimes, including murder and extortion. Makoba highlighted that the settlement's layout, characterized by narrow passageways, debris, and illegal electricity connections, poses significant safety concerns. She emphasized that environmental design is a serious concern, noting that these conditions hinder police effort to track down and apprehend suspects. The issue is not unique to one area, as many parts of the province face similar challenges.
It's very concerning. It's not only here. In many parts of the province, we do have areas like this, but this is what the criminals take advantage of. They come and hide in areas like this where it's not easy for members to get into to get them arrested. Environmental design is a serious concern. It's not even easy to prevent crime in these areas.
And finally, the South African singer Naledi Apiwe has made headlines with her latest achievement, renovating her parents' home in KwaZulu-Natal. This remarkable feat showcases her hard work and determination, inspiring many of her fans. Apiwe shared her joy with supporters on social media, posting a video tour of a newly refurnished home with features sleek and modern kitchen and living room. Her accomplishment comes on the heels of an already impressive journey, including completing her matric with a bachelor's pass in 2024 and collaborating with international superstar Chris Brown on his album in 2023 and earning herself $3,000 in royalties. Fans and industry peers have flooded the comment section with congratulatory messages praising her for being a role model for young people. Apiwe's story serves as a testament to the power of hard work and dedication, proving that age is no barrier to success. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MET holds the talk with the National Hospitality Body and the criminals using overcrowded informal settlement as hideouts. That is all for now. Tune in for your full news bulletin at 4 o'clock. For MET Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.